Hi everyone, it's Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie. Welcome to the Parody Podcast Show. As you guys know, I'm on season 3. This is episode 5. And today we're going to look at me competing as a bikini athlete. So in the run up to the January launch of the next season, I'm doing fitness and diet and beauty, very general tips and hints of my routine and regimes to look like Barbie. Now, you guys know that I talk about the Barbie movie. I look at other things like characterization scripts, literature in terms of the Barbie movie and what that means from the inside being Barbie. Because for next year, I'm going to be doing more over 35 kind of fitness and health. And I'm not really actually going to put a name or a tag or an age group on it because I'm looking at fitness from within. I think it's called cellular renewal. So you can mask your imperfections, which is what cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery does. But from the inside, next year in 2024, the Parody Podcast Show will look behind the beauty of being Barbie, of being a human Barbie, and what it takes to be OMG, my Barbie body, face and body, bikini ready all year round. So what I'm going to talk about today is leading up to that, because December's all about a pre-launch launch for next year's January new season. Anyway, so I've got my notes here and I'm in my home recording studio and I've got my notes. So I will look down from time to time, but I like to look up as if I'm talking to you and you're sitting on the sofa with me. So let's look at it. Let's get right into it. So the Parody Podcast Show, season 3, episode 5. I'm looking at being a bikini athlete. I did compete on stage. I did the diet prep for 4 years. So I did about 11 shows on stage and I only won one. So it does mean, like I said in my previous podcast, I practically failed by not making the top 3 or 5 on stage in the other shows. But I did win a trophy, bikini model champion, over 35 category. I was 43 years old. Now, this is about how to help you achieve what I've got, because people ask me what my secrets are. This is not a glorification of me. It's not an ego boost. It's about going behind the headlines and looking from within what I did, diet, nutrition, and fitness to look good, to be Barbie. So I was a bikini athlete, started training at the age of 43. I was 42 when I started training, because Sarah Bridges was an IFBB pro judge. She was an ex fitness category, very muscular. She's, rest in peace, she died a while ago. She took me on her list of bikini athletes starting from scratch. I was almost like anorexic. I was like really borderline anorexic when I started because I was coming out of a very toxic relationship. Peace and love to everyone, you know, but it was an emotional roller coaster for me. So at 42, I decided to become a bikini athlete. It was always my dream to be an over 35 champion, which I did do at the age of 43, like a year later. So people told me in the past, like a particular relationship, I won't name names, but a relationship that I was engaged to a guy to be married and I broke it off and left him and then had to reconstruct my life from every angle, literally. And so in me was the fire, the burning passion to compete. But I started at about 51 and a half or 52 kilos and I was 42 years old. Guys, that's underweight. So relationships can take a toll on your fitness. It can take a toll on your health and your emotional state. I really needed to lift weights to become stronger mentally and physically. So let's fast forward to at the age of 43, I won the bikini model champion title in the UK. It was the TFE, the Total Fitness Federation. It was an independent fitness show for that year. And I remember the UK BFF at the time, people were worried about competing in different competitions. But I remember thinking, I've competed in UK BFF. I'm not muscular enough. So I'm going to get on stage as many times as I can. And I won this show. There wasn't many girls on stage. I remember thinking, oh my God, you know, we'll go behind actually the show in another episode. But let's do a general top 10. I've got 12 things here. So what I'm going to do is, so getting show ready, number 1. Number 2, pose practice. Number 3, bikini, Harlequin bikini mode sponsored. Okay, so number three, I was a sponsored athlete by Harlequin Bikinis. Anna, love you loads. She would hand make all my Swarovski crystal studded bikinis. I would promote them. My tan was done by Shotan. My hair and makeup I did myself. The judging criteria is what we'll look at later. You will have in the video podcast, you will have chapters, so you can fast forward if you find it boring, or if you want to move very, if you want to work backwards. Sometimes I want to go to nearer the end where the juicy bits will be. So stay tuned. I will be putting more of my secrets at the end of the video. But so number seven, gym, dance room. Okay, the tea walk, the bikini tea walk is point number seven, and what you do and how that works to perform on stage in round one. Round two would be theme round, where I posed on stage doing the tea walk as a human Barbie. And it was, I had a t-shirt wearing Barbie. I think it was muscle Barbie. Anyway, so I did win both rounds. Anyway, so point number eight is the 2 week cutting diet, the mindset, the struggle week. Well, the struggle week is actually, yeah, 2 weeks before the show, and how the diet affects your mindset and plays with your head. So this you can look at in detail later. Number nine, show day and coach advice, performing on stage, the Barbie theme round, what I wore, and then the bikini and the tea walk, and what my mindset was like when I was performing on stage in as a bikini athlete in the fitness shows. Number 10, I won. It'd be talking about the moment I won the trophy and the medal presentation. Number 11, after show success. And number 12, reverse diet and the dangers of reverse dieting or putting back on the weight and your relationships in life. So to finish it off, I'll talk a little bit about how my mindset was made stronger through competing as a bikini athlete, the 3 month training that I did. And I actually trained for 4 years doing this, and it did take a toll on my diet and my body. So I'll talk about in another episode how I transitioned away from competing for 4 years in the fitness industry as a bikini athlete, and then what I did to sort of get back into what I call non-fitness model kind of diet, which I still do to this day. Anyway, so let's get into it. So to get show ready to be a competitive bikini athlete, point number one, you have to obviously get a coach, have someone write your diet, and you have to do the 3 month, you're like 3 months out. So you're 12 weeks out. It sounds like a little bit, but it's a lot, because the diet is brutal. So I was on chicken, broccoli, rice. I ate five meals a day. I was on a strict protein, fats and carbs ratio diet. Sarah Bridges wrote a diet for me. I've still got it to this day, and that's what I use. It's the go-to diet if you Google bikini athlete diet for women, if it's a go-to diet. And the training would be a five-day split. So the diet I would do, and they would carb cycle. So some weeks I'd have high carbs to build my muscle, have gym strength when I'm lifting. And then as you get closer to, so that's the first month, the first 4 weeks, then in month two, the diet would be sort of lower carbs, and month three, in the last 4 weeks of your diet, you start cutting very gradually your carbs. Then you go full out zero carbs, like net carbs, which is like 20 grams of carbs, which is roughly like salad and lettuce leaves with your chicken or tuna or fish. Your protein source would be the last 2 weeks. Like, that's it. And then on show day, I'll tell you what we did for the diet to make your muscles pop. So I would go to the gym every day. I mean, I was really obsessive. And Sarah would give me the diet advice. She wouldn't be there in the gym training me, because I wasn't ready for that, because I was so skinny. I had to build a bit of muscle, get on stage, see what my body was like, and then keep competing until I won. So I did compete in 11 shows, and I won my fourth show. So that's the getting show ready. Over 3 months post-practice. So you do post-practice in the gym, in the dance room, and you do a tea walk, which is literally a tea. You pose from the back, walk forward, and then you do your front, rear. You do your front and two transition left and right poses, and then you rear pose and you walk backwards and forwards and you walk doing that. And you literally don't have like a minute on stage when you do it, because there's so many girls competing. In the first four shows, there was so many girls competing, like literally 50 to 80. It was crazy. And then after the top 10 was announced, you know, okay, I haven't done anything, but you'd still get your pictures, your medal, your performance medal, your competitors medal, and you get your pictures from Flex magazine or from the photographers who were doing the show pictures. Okay, so that was that post-practice. Now, bikini. My bikini was handmade. I had a sponsor because I was in the public eye as a model. I was in the tabloids since my mid-30s, early-30s. I was on the front of the Mirror, Slim and We Hate It. And I was very pale and bleach blonde. And that title was Slim and We Hate It, which none of us said that. So I was an actress and model. I still am. And they said, Rachel Evans, actress and model, the pros and cons of being slim, and the headline is Slim and We Hate It. No one ever said that. We're like, we love being slim, but we get haters in real life. Anyway, whatever. So I was sponsored, bearing in mind I was like an influencer before influencers even was a thing. And this is like when I was in my 30s. So I was lucky enough to have beautiful costumes. Show costume is a bikini that you wear on stage, which is like crystals handmade. I still have my winner's costume bikini. I'll show you later in another day, in another episode. So Anna from Harlequin Bikinis made my bikinis, and I love them. They're so lovely. So number four is the show tan. So you need to have a tan to show the muscles, and show tan did my tan. So I would always do a spray tan anyway, because I still do to this day. But the show tan is really dark, because when you're on stage, the light is stage lights and it bleaches your skin. So you've got to go super, super dark, like super dark, to show the muscle definition. Because if you're pale skin on stage, your muscles don't pop. Okay, five, hair and makeup. I always did my own hair and makeup. And what happened is I would do a base. I would get ready like 5 a.m. if I had to do my hair and makeup, then I'd touch it up behind the scenes. Because I'm a qualified makeup artist and obviously I'm a model. I've always done my hair and makeup anyway. So I just had to wave my hair, put my clip-ins in and do my tan, and then put makeup on in the morning of the show. Judging criteria, point number six. Okay, so just to remind you guys, if you've just fast-forwarded or you're remembering what this podcast is about, we are on the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Huma Barbie, Margot Robbie Barbie lookalike, and we're talking in this episode five about me being a bikini athlete, a competitive athlete in the fitness industry, and giving you my diet and fitness stories and tips towards the end. So stay tuned, guys. We're on about 12 minutes now. So stay tuned. I'll give you some of my diet secrets. Okay, so number seven, we've talked about the T-walk. Facial expressions, you must not grin like a Cheshire cat. You must keep it serious, smile a bit. And if you've got great teeth, you can show your teeth, but don't sort of do the monkey grin because it's a bit aggressive. Anyway, so little things like that as a model I knew anyway. Okay, so point number eight is the 2-week cutting diet, the mindset, and how your mind is affected by the diet. So every time you're a bikini athlete doing the diet, your brain will process the food, literally. And don't forget, when you're on a healthy diet, your cell renewal within is really good. But sometimes if you're super strict, your body gets fatigued if you're on a carb cutting diet, which I was. So your mind will play tricks on you. Literally, you get really sort of either grouchy, you'd have to go hungry between each meal. The meals would make your mind sort of play games on you, but you eventually get used to it over the 3 months, and then it becomes a lifestyle choice. That's the key thing. It became a lifestyle choice. And to this day, even though I'm not competing as an athlete, I still use the same mindset to stay healthy on the diet, have a cheat meal once a week, and really keep my mindset healthy and strong to be the Barbie body. OMG, my Barbie body. Okay, so when you do the diet, you don't feel hungry eventually, because when you do the cutting diet, it kind of puts you in a ketosis state and you don't feel hungry. And then you produce, I believe, ketones in your body, and that helps burn fat. Okay, show day, point number nine. Show day and coach advice, performing on stage as Barbie. Okay, this was the only opportunity in the theme round. So when you're competing as a bikini athlete, normally they do the bikini show, then you're judged, and then they do the theme round. By the theme round, which is the second stage of the show, when you're performing as a bikini athlete on stage doing all of your mandatory poses, in the theme round you can wear whatever you want. Some girls would wear Victoria's Secret wings. I wore a bikini Barbie. Oh no, I wore a Barbie outfit, you know, like, can't remember. I think I wore shorts. Anyway, it was a Barbie theme. I was the only one posing as Barbie back then. Anyway, so show day and coach advice. So I would get my coach to look at me and say, yeah, you can compete, you're ready. But she knew, she said, Rach, you might not win, you probably won't, because you're building, but get on stage for the experience. So I always knew my first few shows, I probably wouldn't win. I was competing in the UKBFF and they've got more muscular girls, and it's completely changed now because those girls in a lot of the shows, without naming names, a lot of them are enhanced, and I would never go down that road. So I was always a natural athlete competing with women who had a lot bigger muscles than me. But for me, it was my journey, and I was competing to show my body shape for being in my early 40s, as I say, 42, 43. And then I was competing with girls over 18. So yeah. And it was only eventually that I got my over 35 masters category. Back then in the day, there was no older women competing as a bikini athlete, but I'm like, let's show them how it's done. Yay. So on show day, you'd see you'd check in with your coach. She would check your pictures. She'd see you in the flesh and she'd go, okay, do your best, blah, blah, blah. And obviously my coach, Sarah Bridges, she was an IFBB pro judge. And she was an athlete as well. So she had a ton of girls who were probably going to win and be in the top three, top five, top 10. And I was always sort of the bottom of the priority list. So I knew that I would never get prioritized on her list because I had to build muscle. And I was happy with that. It was good. That's where I was at my stage of competing. Okay, so you have to know about the judging criteria, and your judge will on the day and in the run up in your 3 month prep and diet and nutrition and training, they would guide you and give you feedback and know how to modify your gym training program and your diet accordingly to your body shape as it grows over the 3 month period. Number 10, I won. Okay, so I won a trophy and medal. I won. It was between me and another girl, top two. I think eight girls got on stage, I believe, or was it five? There was 10 people. Some dropped out because they didn't want to compete in the TFE because they were UKBFF. And sometimes at the time, people were saying, you can't compete. It was a gray area actually. So some girls go, I'm not going to risk it. I want to be UKBFF, get my pro card, and I'm not going to compete. So behind the scenes, backstage, some girls just dropped out on the day. Now, I was having the mindset, and I was told that you're never you're always a winner if you compete, because to get on stage, some people drop out or they get insecure or they're the mind is not in the right place to compete. I thought, get on stage and I'm a winner anyway. I get my medal. Doesn't matter if I don't win straight away because I have a lot of building to do. So I won at the age of 43, bikini model champion. And I obviously was so happy. Behind the scenes, I would phone my son and say, hey, to my son, please, hey, Reese, give me, throw me a positive, you know? It was like a movie scene where, who is it? Reese Witherspoon is the baseball player in How Do You Know? And she goes, throw me a positive. And she's like, you've got this. You're the winner. You're going out. You're doing your best. You've done the training. You know what you're doing. Go up there and show them how it's done. And Reese would text me and go, Reese, my son, he would say, Eye of the Tiger, because I would train to Rocky. Boom, boom, boom. And can't play the music for copyright reasons, but I would always think of Rocky and Sylvester Stallone because I didn't have anyone support me. I had no partner and nobody would come to the show because I just wanted to do it on my own, you know, and I knew my fitness friends in the industry would be there cheering me on anyway. So after show success, after you compete on the day, you will then either choose to leave the industry or continue to compete. Most people continue because it's a long process. You do it over months and years. So each year you've got show season. And when the show season is, say the spring, summer, then you're doing different stages of your diet and training. So I wanted to do a reverse diet so that over 2 weeks, I would slowly reintroduce carbs back into my diet and then have a maintenance diet so I can continue to build muscle in the gym and not get put on any extra weight. But the reverse diet is good if you know what you're doing. The dangers of show success and then after show diet and training is that some people just gorge, they go crazy. Now, for me, I never had that mindset anyway, because food was just a means to an end. It was never a luxury for me. I mean, food is a luxury in a modern world under capitalism. But for me as a human being and as a competitive bikini athlete, I knew when to stop. I never really needed food. I could always go without because I had a history of being almost borderline anorexic. I just didn't. Being a model, was always, you know, years and years ago, it was the skinny vibe, like the Kate Moss look. I had that. But ultimately, being a bikini athlete is about muscle definition, strong, soft abs, not too hard, not a hard body, because that's fitness. Bikini is the entry level for women in fitness to enter the fitness shows, the bodybuilding shows. Some people used to say back in the day when I was competing, it was sort of TNA. And I'm not going to say it, you know, it's like an attraction for blokes to go and watch the women in the bikini looking hot and sexy on stage. But it was never like that for me, because the last thing you're thinking of is that you're hot and sexy in a bikini showing your glutes and the rear pose. And a lot of the athletes used to stick their bum out, and then the federations like UKBFF and IFBB were like, don't arch your back too much, just do it in a relaxed way. So back then, bikini fitness was a growing category for women to compete in the fitness shows around the world, especially in the UK. America's always been a bit ahead of the times, but I would look to the American athletes like and look at them, you know, look at them. I can't remember the names. I'll put it in another podcast. So the reverse diet and dangers, weight and relationships. So basically, once your show finishes, you kind of, you're on your own. Your coach might just sort of relax and then say, check in with me once a month or once a week, unless you've got a heavy competitive schedule. Some people do multiple shows each season, each fitness season. They might do two or three shows. I like did four in 1 year, and I won my fourth in the first year competing. So, and it wasn't the UKBFF. I think I did three UKBFF, and I competed in the fourth show, TFE, Total Fitness Federation, and I won that show. So it was a little bit more for my look. It wasn't so hard body. Anyway, so that's the 12 points of me being a bikini athlete, getting show ready, doing the 3 month diet and doing the 3 month prep. We call it 3 month prep, 12 weeks out. So you're 12 weeks out, 11 weeks out, 10 weeks out, blah, blah, blah. And each week your diet and training will be modified within a millimeter. Literally by millimeters, I'm telling you, you'd weigh your food and you'd go to the gym and you'd look at how much you're lifting. And at some stage I was lifting like 5 kilos, then 6, then 10 and 12 as the muscle grew and as my body got stronger. And don't forget, cardio is not a big part of bodybuilding anymore. It used to be. I'd do a lot of cardio to strip the body fat, keep my heart rate up. So I'd burn fat throughout the day when I was at work in the day. I would train in the evenings or afternoons, depending on my work schedule. Obviously I was working as well, still am, but ultimately you've got to either get in the gym early before your day starts or go after work. And I'd usually do it in the evening because I'm a single person, and I was at the time. I was dating on and off, but to be honest, I never wanted to date anyone when I was training because I was so grouchy with the diet. And what happens is, I'll talk about relationships as well. So now we're on 21 minutes. So I've gone through the top 12 points of being a bikini athlete. And now I'm going to give you all my secrets and tips. Number one, the diet. You can, for free, you don't have to pay a lot of money to a coach. You can get this bikini athlete diet on YouTube for free, on Google for free. Google it, do your research, but listen to me. This is a disclaimer. Do not listen to my diet and fitness training advice unless you get the authority or the advice upon your from your doctor, because I'm talking about my experience only. But when I say my secrets, this is what works for me. Everyone's different. They've got different body shapes, different fat and metabolic rates and health issues and things like that, and different age groups and different strength levels. So I do cardio, a lot more cardio. I do like, what was it, half an hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes cardio. Then I go and lift weights. Yeah, strength training is weights. And I always felt great in the evening, go home exhausted, could barely walk up the stairs, because after you train your glutes and hams and legs, it's called leg day. On a Wednesday or a Saturday, I'd do legs. I'd do a 5-day split. But on leg day, you'd crawl up the stairs in agony, because that's the best feeling ever. You know, for me, again, I'm talking about my experience, is when you have a great session at the gym and you feel amazing. So I'm back in training now, and I'm trying to get back to, in fact, I will put it to the universe, get back to my bikini athlete body by March 2024. So I've trained shoulders last night, and the other day I trained back and biceps. So my training diet secrets are, do a 5-day split. So you can do short, small pockets of intense training and separate the muscles into two groups. Now, this is my tips. You can do 3 workouts a week. You can do upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body, blah, 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 and go like that. Or you can do whatever your coach tells you. But for me, I will do a 5-day split. So I'll do back and biceps on a Monday, Tuesday, shoulders, Wednesday, glutes, hams, and legs. I've got that to do tonight. Thursday, I would probably just do cardio on a Thursday. And then on a Friday, I would do shoulders again, give it a 2-day break. Different shoulder moves, but I would work shoulders twice a week and glutes and hams twice a week and back and biceps once. And triceps, yeah, that's the other one. So on a Thursday, I probably do triceps. But to be honest, for me, the triceps wasn't a thing back then, is now. But shoulders and glutes, my weak points, shoulders, biceps, glutes, hams, and quads. So on a Wednesday and Saturday, I do the legs, which is glutes, hams, and quads. And I do the machines to assist my back, because take it easy in the gym. Do not go heavy straight away. Build it up. So what I'm on week one of my training and diet now, I've been dieting, but this is the proper week. So I started on 2 days ago. So I'm doing a Monday back and biceps, Tuesday shoulders, and then Wednesday glutes, hams, quads, Thursday triceps, maybe a bit of biceps, and my abs as well. I do the Ab King Pro. And then Friday, this might change, guys, but on Friday, I would do shoulders. Again, different moves, different parts of the shoulders, because you look at the muscles and see which moves you've got to do to engage the muscles and train them and build them. And then on a Saturday, I'll do glutes, hams, and quads again, lower body. And then Sunday, I'll probably take a break, do a bit of cardio, do a bit of walking. You can do walking or treadmill. I do the fast walking. And if I'm in the gym, I might do the treadmill on an incline. You can do incline walking, depending on how intense you've got to go cardio. But as you get closer to your competition over 3 months in doing your bikini body prep, you do probably a little bit less cardio than you will. It depends on the carbs, really. It depends on the carbs and how strong and weak you feel, dependent on your schedule. Because bearing in mind, guys, we've all got jobs and we all get tired. So your coach would say, don't train if you're too tired because you might have an accident. Or she'll change up your routine a little bit to be less cardio. So I love cardio anyway. So let me just look at my notes. So there are my tips. And so that was my first one about diet and training. Another secret, beauty secret, is water. Always get your 2 liters of water spread throughout the day and do your vitamins, minerals. You want beauty from within, because your face is going to start looking haggard with all the training. Believe me, it will, because you're losing body fat and it'll come off your face. You've got like the fat pads on your face, you're going to lose a bit of weight. That's what happened with me. So you want protein supplements, you want vitamin supplements. So you take your protein powders in a shake twice a day. I'd have chicken, broccoli and rice as my meals, or fish. So you'd have your protein, carbs and fats ratios worked out. And so I'll look in another podcast, my diet, and tell you what grams I was on, because I can't remember from the top of my head. And the other thing that I would say is beauty is from within. So you want to look healthy. And don't forget, you don't want to get chronic fatigue, which is, I had a bit of chronic fatigue training over 4 years. So you want to make sure all your minerals, your salt levels are right. And you want to have healthy vitamin supplements so that your body's not overly depleted. Also, hair and makeup, again, is a big thing. So if you look good, I go to the gym with full hair and makeup on. I do not dress down for the gym. There's no point, because I want to look good when I'm looking in the mirror. That's just my thing. So yeah, look good, feel good. Don't put your worst outfits on in the gym. That's another secret I'm giving you. Just dress nice. Get some gym. Get a rail at home of your gym clothes that you can say, I'm wearing this tonight for my training. That's what I do. I'm like, okay, what am I going to wear? I wear a lot of pink, of course. But I want to know, okay, I've got these trainers to wear. And take pictures before and after. Always get your before pictures of week one, week two, week three, up to your 12-week out period, which is 3 months. And then you can look back and say, wow, this is what I did. It's so inspirational. Be your own inspiration. That's my fourth point. Look at other bikini athletes. Don't judge your body against theirs. Always be self-motivated, self-validated, and look at your body, because everyone's different, guys. And that's the biggest message I can give you. Everyone is different. Yay. I'm getting really serious. I don't like my face when it's so serious. So let me just sit back a bit. So they are the key secrets that I can give you. But also what I want to share with you is your mindset. When I look at photos from the past, and this is going to be probably my next podcast episode, I look at it and think, oh my God, I don't recognize that person. Who is that person? Because my face has changed and I've worked on my face. I've had cosmetic procedures. I've had a non-surgical facelift, and it's still a facelift, and a jaw tightening, neck tightening, all that. So I look at my face and think, oh, the personality coming through the face doesn't look like me. Who is that? It's like literally I've got 10 different personalities and I killed them all off, and this is me, I am Barbie. And to this day, I do think that's exactly what I've done. I've literally, you know, killed off the old image, the face, and got rid of all that depressed look that I used to be, very depressed and sad and gothic. And I killed that off in my 30s, and then I rebirthed as Barbie. And to this day, I still do it. Every year I rebirth as Barbie and have an improved facial look and an improved body look, and it'll always be Rachel Evans, OMG, my Barbie body. till the day I die, till I'm 80. I'll be doing this till I'm 80. And in my 50s, I want to possibly compete in a fitness show on stage, not the UK BFF, because that's very muscular, not IFBB Pro, but I might just do a bikini model show if there are them out there for the Masters category, which is over 35. I actually do need a show, which is for my age group, but we'll come to that in a later podcast because there's no over 50 bikini. When you get over 50 bikini, your glutes, no matter how natural you are, they do sag, so that's always the thing. I'm blessed with great glutes. I've got a small perky body and I don't want a donkey bum because it doesn't suit me, and you've got to go with your body shape and your bone structure. You know, if you, nature has a wonderful way of making your body symmetrical as best as possible. No one's 100% perfect symmetry, but you want to look at the facial symmetry. That's why I work on my face, to make it more symmetrical and make your body more kind of pleasing to the eye. When you're on stage and you're being judged as a bikini athlete, they say if you're pleasing to the eye for your body shape, because everyone's different. But now it's like a cookie cutter formula for the, all the bodies look exactly the same because obviously they're all enhanced, especially at the top level. Anyway, they won't admit it. A lot of them do admit it, but yeah. So that's it really. Now I'm coming up to half an hour nearly. So what I'm going to look at now is my Barbie body. So how do I get to look so young? That's probably going to be one of the titles of the next podcast. How do I get to look so young for my age? People go, I can't believe you're 53. So I do believe I look young for my age, but I wouldn't say it's intentionally to look young. I just want to look healthy and beautiful and fresh and the best version of myself. And in that, in the process, you actually are anti-aging. So I will talk about anti-aging to finish off this podcast because it's a big thing as to why I left the fitness industry. Competing over 4 years and about 11 shows on stage, and I won one show at the age of 43. Competing took its toll on my face. I looked haggard and wrinkled. You can Google Rachel Evers Bikini Athlete. And in some of the shows, I just looked so drained. So I left the industry because I knew that every year it was becoming more and more kind of difficult to compete against women who obviously had coaches who were judges. They train them and they judge them, and it's a bit like who you know in the industry. And also because a lot of the women were enhanced, and I was not going to go down that road. So as the industry grew, I thought, okay, this is time for me to bow out. I've done enough competing. I've got it out of my system. It was kind of like a mindset that I needed to compete to make myself stronger. So, and I left the industry, and then I kind of went a bit kind of rebellious, and I did whatever I want. I'd eat sugar, I'd eat sort of bad diets. But to be honest, I really never went crazy. For me, going crazy is having a bag of sweets on a Sunday, watching a movie with my friend. So, I've got a healthy diet all year round. But if I want a bag of sweets and I'm craving sugar and I'm tired and I've got hours of work to do, I will feed my body what it's craving, but not overdosing on it. Do you know what I mean? So I would always not deny my body because what it wants. So because I'm healthy most of the days of the week and the year, throughout the year, I've got a reasonably good bikini body. But now I'm 3 months out because I've got to get like maybe 3, 4, 5 pounds of fat off my belly, maybe 6 pounds. I've got like a Buddha belly. And so I know where I am. I'm on week one of my diet prep and training. So I know that even after a few days of training, because I sort of started training a week ago, but I don't really class as week one. This is week one. I had to sort of do a detox, and I was coming off the coffee, as I said in my previous one. I was slurring my speech a bit. Oh my God, I've come off coffee. So I reduced the coffee, reduced the caffeine, increased the water, increased the greens, and lower the carbs. Go cold turkey from sugar. That's what I've done the week before, and now on the diet. So there's no wiggle room. I can't sort of just go and eat a Mars bar if I want it. I've got to stay on the diet until cheat day. So what I want to talk about is the looking young for my age, to finish off the podcast, like I said a few minutes ago. You must look at cellular renewal. And I'm now looking at skin creams with retinol, niacinamide. I mentioned that in the previous podcast. And topical things you put on your skin, but also what you ingest. So I do vitamin C, I do minerals, I'm doing fennel seeds, which clears out your body. It's amazing. Again, don't take my advice, listen to what your doctor said, and do not follow any of my fitness or diet or beauty secret tips unless you've got the advice of a health professional. I have to say that for disclaimer, but these are my experience, my tips, and what I'm doing to look good, because people are like, wow, what are you doing? So I'm looking at cell renewal from within. I might try a laser treatment because I hear they
they're good for tightening the skin. And I do PDO threads, facelift, once or twice a year. And I've had my neck and jawline done. But do you know something? It stimulates collagen. So you've got to have like, a, I think, an 8-month period before you do it again. And so again, 12 months of the year, you're probably going to have it once a year, or you might do it every 6 months, depends on how many threads they put in, and they you're awake, but it is painful, but it's good. Anyway, I use a lot of topical creams to supplement the collagen formation and retain the hydration. Don't forget, one of the biggest things that I've just been learning, because I study a lot of people, Dr. Stephanie Keppel, I think she's an amazing, she's from California. She's a dermatologist and certified board dermatologist, medical grade. Yeah. And she's really, really interesting to watch. So I'm learning about the skin layers, the dermal layers of the skin. And I'm learning and trying to learn to the best of my ability without being overdosed with scientific information about how the skin functions and what you need to put into your body to ingest and take in your diet to have a young looking skin. They call it glass skin or mirror skin. But she's been practicing on herself since she was in the medical student, and she's done a lot of light therapy treatments, and she's had a PDO thread lift as well. People think that she's been under the knife, but I don't think she's been under the knife yet. She's had her eyes done. It wasn't too invasive, but she's got one of the best looking skins. That she's about 47, 48 now. She looks amazing. She looks like 21. She's real life Barbie. I love her so much. Stephanie Keppel in California. And I study what she says to try and learn and educate myself on what I'm putting into my body so that how it helps my skin regenerate cell growth, cell renewal, and have baby looking beautiful skin, and to minimize the pores and things like that. So I'll talk about my beauty secrets probably in the next podcast, because I feel like I'm ready for that. Like I said in my previous podcast, I've got enough notes on it, but again, I like to give you an educated perspective from my perspective as to what I'm talking about and what, how it affects me, and how I would suggest to you guys to look into that for you, for what's right for you. Again, if you don't do any skincare routine, that's okay too, because everyone's different. Some people have just got great DNA. But you do need to look after what you're putting into your body, and not just what treatments you're having. Because when you have treatments, it's masking. But you've got to put in great nutrition and supplements, protein as well, to make your skin glow and healthy, and allow those skin cells to renew and be fed the right dosage as well. So, you know, like, there's so many things that I'm going to talk about in my beauty podcast in the next show. So now we're coming up to 37 minutes roughly. There's probably going to be a few edits, and I'll cut out all the silence because I'm using Riverside FM. It's not sponsored, but it is a great online recording studio, high grade, and it does all of the editing for you. So hopefully I'm not repeating too much, but I'll put a transcript in and chapter edits as well, and the show notes. So to finish off today's podcast, I just want to say, guys, we've been talking about me being a bikini athlete, what I did. I had about 12 points in the chapters about how I was a competitive bikini athlete. And at the age of 43, I won a fitness show, bikini athlete or bikini model champion, and what I was doing at the time and what I'm doing now. So now I'm getting back into fitness on a bikini athlete level. I don't know if I'm going to compete. I just want to get bikini body ready for March 2024. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie, Margot Robbie Barbie lookalike. And we're going to sign off now. I'm going to edit this and probably get it out today. And in the next episode, we will follow on from this subject. Please leave comments on my Instagram, direct message me. Please give me feedback, add and like, subscribe on YouTube. I will also upload this to Spotify with the video that I've just recorded. If you guys want to see anything, please let me know. Tell me what you want me to talk about, and we can look at it as well. And I can obviously name you and say thank you for contributing. So let's get together and engage, and we'll talk about things. I can even do lives eventually as the podcast grows. So let's sign off. And I just want to say, have a great day. Look in the mirror, be self-validated with self-love. And don't forget Barbie's messages. Be kind. Kindness is the best beauty thing that you can ever have to make you look beautiful. Signing off, this has been Rachel Evans on the Parody Podcast Show. Have a great day, guys. Over and out. Bye, guys.